brought to you by Burr and Foreman, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Results Matter Radio, where we bring you pertinent business information and offer real-life solutions to help drive desired results for you, whatever your business may be. Now, here are your hosts, Elizabeth Gordon and Lee Cantor.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Elizabeth Gordon. Thanks for tuning in to Results Matter Radio. We've got a great show for you today. Joe Massaroni is here with me this morning in the studio. Joe's the Atlanta chapter president for the Commercial Finance Association and also director at SunTrust Robinson Humphreys Asset-Based Lending Group. Joe, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
And we've also got Amir Faroki, who's the executive director of Georgia Forward. Amir, great to see you.
It's good to be here.
And Ashley Meggett is here, government relations associate with Georgia Municipal Association and part of the 2013 Young Game Changers. This is a program Georgia Forward has that you guys are going to tell us all about.
Correct.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. So, Joe, let's start with you. The Commercial Finance Association is the international trade association dedicated to asset-based lending and factoring industries. Tell me about the organization.
It's a national organization based up in New York. Our focus is really to provide good networking, educational opportunities, updates on current events. We have over 300 member companies. And the majority of those are non-bank financial institutions, about 75% of them. And then there's 25% of them that are actually banks.
Okay. So for our listeners who might not be banking experts, let's define asset-based lending and kind of explain it in basic terms.
Asset-based lending, basic terms, it's really leveraged finance type transactions. We lend on receivables primarily and inventory as well. Sometimes on machinery and equipment, as well as real estate. But what we're doing is we're monitoring our transactions on a daily basis. Most of our customers have either a highly leveraged balance sheet or possibly, you know, they might have some liquidity issues. A lot of them don't have liquidity issues. It's just a matter of they need their funding sources to provide them with daily updates.
Okay. So as a specialized financial product, this serves a certain niche type customer or lots of types of customers who are going through a specific time in their business, or they might use asset-based lending continuously to get cash to continue to fund growth in other areas of the business.
Exactly. And a lot of companies will go through mergers and acquisitions that will result in a more leveraged balance sheet. So that sometimes generates the need for an asset-based loan. There are times, however, where we have an asset-based loan in our portfolio, then we transition it into a more commercial atmosphere into the bank's portfolio.
Okay. So going back to the organization, the CFA, what types of people are members of the organization, and what are some of the benefits of being a member?
It's funny, in the last 4 or 5 years, the membership requirements have changed. Previously, you had to be a lender to be part of the Commercial Finance Association. Over the last 4 or 5 years, we have developed grown our membership base. Attorneys, appraisers, consultants can all be individual members of the CFA now.
Excellent. And they've been excited about that.
They are. It's kind of it's good for us. We had our membership grown to over 160 this year. It's the highest it's been in about 10 years. We had some really low years, late 2008, 2009. Things were not as good, obviously, in the economy, and we had a big downfall in our numbers. But we've done a lot to grow the chapter back. We've had a lot of different events that we can probably talk about later, but we've had a lot of events that we do here in town that have driven the membership base up as well.
Well, you read my mind, because that was my next question, is about the events. took a quick look at the website. Looks like you've had some excellent programming this year, some great things in store for the remainder of the calendar. Tell me about the events, Joe.
One of our biggest events throughout the year now, we have about a third of our events are focused on education here at the local level. A third of the events are focused on networking and speaker type events where we'll bring someone in to speak to our group. And the other third is more sports related. So like last week we went to a Braves game. We took 80 folks from the chapter with us. Now, you know, if you were a member, you paid a certain rate, but it was a fantastic time. We had a little patio behind home plate that we rented out. Everyone went and networked for about an hour and a half before the ball game started, and then we all went and watched the game together. So we have an educational series that we initiated about 4 years ago, and some of the biggest feedback we got prior to initiating this series was, what is the chapter doing for us? What do we get out of our membership here? And, you know, can we get more? So what we've done is we've established a local educational series. There are three law firms in town, Greenberg Traurig, King & Spalding, and McGuire Woods, that each host one lunch panel throughout the year. And the attorneys are very gracious. They put on a nice spread for us. We have about 50 or 60 folks from our industry sign up. We've sold out the last 12 events, and we go to their offices for a panel discussion of four or five industry professionals speaking on anything from audit techniques to appraisals, legal work, consulting, international lending, some pretty interesting topics.
Now, what about community service?
Our organization is actually one of the most active, I would say, in our lending community. In the past year, we have done several things, I would say, for nonprofits in the area, starting with the Marcus Autism Center in Atlanta. We were a sponsor for their event last year. We raised over $3,000 in donations and matching contributions from the chapter for Toys for Tots this past Christmas.
Fantastic.
And whenever we attend the Braves games that I mentioned before, we generally donate tickets to an organization such as the Boys and Girls Club or Cure for Cancer, Childhood Cancer. In all, over the past year, we've raised or donated over $7,000 to local charities and non-for-profits.
That's really excellent. So as the president of the local chapter here, what are some of your goals for the year? What are you looking forward to? What are some of the upcoming events that we've got in store?
Well, the goals for this year, we came close to our goal. I really wanted to get the membership up towards 200. Hitting 160 this year after being at 100 last year was a pretty good start.
That's a nice spike, absolutely.
It is. But we've got three or four more events coming up. We usually take the summer off starting in June. June and July are big vacation months, so a lot of folks will be out of town, and it's difficult to get the networking in and whatnot. But August 14th is our next educational event. That'll be held at the law offices of Greenberg Traurig and Buckhead. And on September 12th, Mark Calabria from the Cato Institute will be speaking. We're probably going to have that also in Buckhead at a hotel. We usually go somewhere like the JW Marriott or the Westin. And then on October 7th, we're going to host our annual golf outing. And that's a fantastic event. We usually get somewhere between 100 and 130 people. We're going to have it this year at the Pine Tree Country Club up in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Very cool. So if I'm a lender or attorney, consultant, someone who works with a lot of folks in that space and would like to check out the association, what would you recommend?
Well, the first thing I recommend is you can go to CFA.com. That's the easiest way to just pick up some information on the not only the national focus, but you can go to each individual chapter across the nation and see what they're doing. Now, we have a lot of, I would say 16, I think I said this before, 16 chapters across the U.S. And at those chapters, each one of them has different events throughout the years. There's probably 100 different events that those chapters hold, which is on top of the several hundred educational opportunities that the national level will provide.
So there's a lot of value to be had here.
Absolutely.
Okay, and that website one more time?
CFA.com.
Terrific. Okay. Terrific, Joe. Thanks so much. And don't tune out. Feel free to chime in as we talk to our next guests here as well. Amir and Ashley, tell me about this Young Game Changers program. I want to know all about it.
Yeah. So, you know, Georgia Forward is a statewide nonpartisan effort to try and get leaders from around the state, from business, government, civil society, to be more collaborative on big policy issues. And one of the things we looked at and saw was that there's a lot of really fantastic young folks in Georgia who either have their focus on a very hyper-local level or are looking nationally and internationally in their work. And, you know, we said there's got to be a way to kind of rally and convene a lot of innovative, smart young people to focus on a challenge facing Georgia. So we developed the Young Game Changers program to bring together 25 to 30 innovative young folks from around the state. And in its first year, we decided to focus on an actual challenge. So not the program isn't designed to be a networking program. It's really designed to bring folks together, leverage their areas of expertise, and solve a particular problem. And
so it's not like theoretical, this is how you lead. It's like, here is an issue, dive in and solve.
Exactly. And so last year, we looked in part at the future of rural Georgia. Rural Georgia, particularly South Georgia, has tremendous agricultural economy, but a lot of the communities are kind of struggling to find their footing in the 21st century. A lot of young people leave. There's not a lot of entrepreneurial activity. But yeah, there's oftentimes tremendous opportunity. So we partnered with one community in particular. This year it was Americus in Sumter County, Georgia, which is in southwest Georgia, kind of in between Albany and Columbus. And we picked that community largely because it has a number of fantastic assets. It's got a major hospital. It's got a four-year university, a two-year technical college, a terrific downtown, and really remarkable history. President Carter's from down the street. Charles Lindbergh's launched his flight across the Atlantic from there. You know, Habitat for Humanity is based there. But it's a community that's its population has been stagnant for 100 years, and they've kind of struggled to kind of figure out what their vibrant role is going to be. So we partnered with local leadership there and convened 25 fantastic folks from around the state from a range of backgrounds, law, business, the arts, government, and oriented them around a few key questions that local leadership said to us. We'd really like young people's perspective on how to solve these specific challenges.
Absolutely. So, Ashley, how are you involved in the project in Americus?
So I was one of this year's Young Game Changers. So the first group or class, I guess we could say, I was privileged to be chosen. And I was able to go down to Americus. We did two large group visits to the city of Americus. We visited with local officials, county commissioners, city council members, and as well as the tourism folks and just people that are on the ground in Americus that are making Americus what it is every day. We had briefings. We were able to ask whatever questions we needed to find the answers to for ourselves while we were down there, and we were able to discover Americus's strengths and weaknesses to then determine what they were missing. And it was really great. It was a good group of folks, and it was enjoyable.
So what is that process of identifying the strengths of a community, looking at it like an asset, and, you know, figuring out how to best leverage those strengths to generate more revenue, more population, all of those growth metrics? Or actually, I should ask you, what are the metrics that you look at?
Yeah, well, when we went to Americus to begin with, we said, look here, we realize this is a community that, you know, kind of victories within reach. You know, it's not a community that has nothing going for it. It actually has a lot going for it. But we asked local leaders, you know, what are the three most pressing questions that you guys grapple with and struggle with on a daily basis that you'd like some fresh perspective on? And the questions they posed to us were, what economic opportunities is this community missing out on? What is Americus's unique story to the world? If I'm from Texas or New York and I hear about Americus, what comes to mind? How is it different than any other rural community? And how can this community attract young people, entrepreneurs, and retirees? So we kind of put those questions out to the Young Game Changers, and they divided them into three groups, and they grappled with those questions for about 6 months. And they came up with some really interesting kind of proposed solutions. The metrics, you know, you look at depending on what the question is. Some of them are kind of soft questions, like what is this community's identity or story to the world? There's not really a metric for that. It's more of, you know, what is it that the community should be pitching and positioning itself as.
Right.
But, you know, what economic opportunities is the community missing out on? You know, there's kind of greater opportunity to look at metrics there, both from kind of a human capital metric, kind of an economic impact metric.
Now, Ashley, talk a little bit about your, I mean, you're fairly young. That's why you're in the Young Game Changers program here. But, you know, how your career relates to some of the things that you worked on here, how you felt that what you learned along this project could further influence your career as you go forward.
So the program itself will obviously help me to do better in my job. What I do is I serve as the government relations liaison up at the state capitol between our city governments and our state legislators. So it makes it a lot easier for me to be down there on the front line with the city, understanding the challenges that this small city of Americus has seen every day, understanding what tools they need in order to make it an even better city. It made it easier for me to go back up to the Capitol and to make that connection to the state legislatures at the same time. So on a personal level, it was definitely helpful on my everyday basis and everyday work that I have. But as Amir said, he said, you know, it's not necessarily meant to be networking. It's meant to get in there, get your hands dirty, and to solve a problem. But it was absolute networking. We were able to meet folks all around the state of Georgia, folks that I'm sure I'll stay in connection with, folks from different industries. We had participants from banks, higher educational institutions, the arts industry. We just had people around my age in the same room that all had different expertise, and we were all able to bring that different piece to the table to make it the story of Americus and what it is. So on a personal level, I found it very rewarding, but at the same time, it was great for my networking capabilities. So
that's awesome. Well, I mean, living in Atlanta and being in kind of this urban center environment, sometimes it's easy to forget about rural Georgia, quite frankly. Yeah. Why do you think that Atlantans should care, you know, and should feel a vested interest in these rural communities?
Yeah, I think those of us who live in Atlanta are probably quick to admit that one of our Achilles heels is that, you know, we don't think a lot about the rest of the state. You know, we go to the airport and fly to New York or Mexico or California for vacation, and the only time we go through the rest of the state is to go, you know, to Augusta for the Masters or to the beach, to Savannah. And and this is also a city where a lot of people were from somewhere else in the country, and so they don't understand, well, what makes Georgia, Georgia. And I think it's really important for Atlantans to recognize that you don't want to live in a state where Atlanta is the only bright spot. And I think it's extra important for Atlantans to recognize that Atlanta is not the only bright spot in Georgia. There's a lot of really fantastic communities out there doing amazing work with amazing people driving transitional change. And part of this process was bringing people together, both from Atlanta, but we had folks from Athens, Columbus, Dublin, Macon, and Americus, to really begin to learn that they have a lot of shared interests. I mean, people in Americus want the same thing that people in Alpharetta and people in downtown Atlanta want. I mean, you want, you know, good schools, a vibrant downtown, you want access to jobs, and that may look different and the lifestyle may look different, but a lot of the same challenges exist, and some of the solutions can be driven by this collaborative process.
Ashley, what did you learn about the collaborative process, being a part of such a diverse group and kind of seeing the whole process of understanding a challenge and how different ideas come together and solutions grow out of brainstorming and creativity?
That's a good point. I think it was definitely a very educational process. As a young, hopeful leader in Atlanta, or at least in my industry, it was a lot of learning about how you communicate with other individuals in a group, how you communicate your ideas, and how you recognize others' ideas and the fact that they're important. So there were some significant leadership skills that were developed and honed, I would say. The whole process was definitely an eye-opening process to working with the group, and worth the shot. Absolutely.
So this project sounds really interesting, and I'd love to read more about it. Where can people go to find out, see the full results?
Yeah, so we, the Young Game Changers, have compiled a list of proposals to the local community in response to those three questions I mentioned earlier. We put that together in a final report. It's available on our website, georgiaforward.org. And there's a Young Game Changers link, and you can find the report there. And it's a fairly, you know, robust and detailed look at some possibilities for the community based on its strengths and assets. And so we would encourage people to look at it. We're going to be doing this program again next year, and we're looking for communities around Georgia that may be interested in hosting the Young Game Changers. It would be a new group of 25 or 30 young folks that we'd bring together and help kind of relook at an issue that's challenging a community.
So it's an opportunity for a community in rural Georgia to take advantage of the brain trust of young minds of the best and brightest
around
the
state.
Yeah,
and not necessarily rural Georgia. I mean, I think we're looking at all types of communities across the state.
Okay.
Yes.
Very neat. Now,
Hey, Elizabeth, can I jump
yeah.
in and ask a question? I always stick my nose in. Well, occasionally I stick my nose in. I'm just curious about a couple of things. One, what's the long-term follow-up with Americus?
It's a great question. So, you know, when we launched the program initially, we said, let's bring together these young folks, articulate some ideas, engage all the right local leaders so that when these ideas are proposed, if there's a receptive audience from it, the right power players involved can roll up their sleeves and adopt an issue and roll with it. I think we found that as at the presentation, there was still a lot of hunger from the local community for us to kind of play a role in driving the conversation forward. So we're exploring that now. I think, you know, we have limited resources. We're not going to remain in the community for years and years and years. But there are some of the ideas that were proposed were really well received. And I think there's an opportunity there for Georgia Forward to help find funding to help bring these, some of the ideas to life. And to work with local leaders to make sure that this conversation continues. Because one of the things people love, whether it's funders or people love young people getting excited about something, particularly leadership, because leadership oftentimes hasn't taken the time to pull along the young folks behind them. And when they see young people engage with really good ideas, it's an opportunity to make sure they're at the decision-making table as well. We want to continue to foster that.
Well, then the other question I had, and then I promise I'll go back to my producing job, is just what is the long-term prognosis for your class, Ashley? Like, are you guys going to stay in touch? Do you stay together? Do you feel like you do this one thing and then you go out to the rest of the world and that's it?
I think it's going to vary depending upon the engagement level of each individual. But for the most part, everyone is staying together. We have a Facebook page, which is great. Georgia Forward has been very engaged at using new technology. There's a bunch of tweet hashtags. I'm not great at tweeting. I know I'm a young one, but there's a bunch of folks that tweet consistently. They post things on Facebook. A few of the Atlanta Game Changers have had times where we say, hey, let's all get together. It's the holidays. Let's go, you know, hang out real fast for a few hours and play bocce ball and have a drink or two. So there, I think for the most part, folks will stay connected and will continue to foster those relationships. I know there were some great relationships that were made just in those short times that we were able to get together. So.
And we're going to give the opportunity to young game changers from this past class to shape the program for the next class. There'll be opportunities for them to engage and stay involved with one another as well.
Very cool.
Great questions, Dana.
Thank you.
So when you see the benefits are obvious for a community to engage this the program and to tackle some of their challenges, what about for the game changers themselves? If young people are listening and thinking, is this something I want to get involved in? Who are you looking for and what do they get out of it?
Yeah, I would defer to Ashley on what she thinks one gets out of it. You know, we look for people kind of under the age of 40 who are willing to think big and think outside the box and are kind of eager to learn more about the state and kind of roll up their sleeves and actually see something done with their engagement. But I would ask Ashley, you know, what she thinks the personal benefit is, whether personal or professional.
I absolutely think you have a you know, personal reward in the fact that you've really rolled up your sleeves and done something good and presented something to a community that you're proud of. So that would be number one. Number two, the networking. And number three, obviously, the leadership skills that I expressed earlier. So I think it's great. It's a great process altogether for career development.
Awesome. So when does the next Young Game Changers project begin?
So we haven't set the calendar yet. We hope to kind of announce the next class or the next kind of application process in September. We're looking to identify the community we'll be working with over the next couple months, and we'll kind of roll it out later this year.
Very exciting. And Georgia Forward, where can people get in touch, first of all, for this program, but what else is going on with Georgia Forward this year?
Yeah, so again, you can visit our website, georgiaforward.org. We have one big marquee event each year, which is our Georgia Forward Forum, which is essentially a conference We bring together speakers from around the country and have panel sessions on a host of very pressing issues in the state. It's a really fascinating environment because you'll have a university president sitting next to a radio host sitting next to a business leader sitting next to an elected official. And so the conversations and partnerships that happen are really dynamic. That is July 11th and 12th here in Atlanta at the Georgia Tech Hotel and Conference Center. And the theme this year is homegrown, strengthening Georgia from within. And so we'll have probably 300 plus folks from all over the state, and many of whom will be from Atlanta, to kind of brainstorm on emerging issues facing the region and the state and how best to move forward.
Excellent. So if companies want to get involved in that, sponsor or
absolutely,
we're always buy a couple tables.
Yeah, we always are looking for corporate sponsors. We have a terrific roster of corporate sponsors. And I should have noted that the Young Game Changers program was funded in large part by the Georgia Municipal Association and a foundation called the Maddie Marshall Foundation. So a special thanks to GMA for their support. But we are always looking for corporate engagement. And there's plenty of opportunity for signage and kind of speaking opportunities along with corporate sponsorship.
And I have to add, I attended Georgia Forward last year, obviously, as a guest. And come ready to work and talk and produce some actual ideas and results. And it's an amazing conference. I absolutely would recommend to anybody attend in the Atlanta area, outside the Atlanta area. It's really great.
Excellent. That website, once again, is georgiaforward.org. This is our Results Matter Now segment of the show. It's been great chatting with all of you. We like to go one more time around the table to each of our guests and talk about the results that matter to you. So we've shared some very exciting news about all of what you guys have got going on today. Joe, let's come back to you and talk about the results that you're keying in on this year.
Well, we have, it may not be, it's not in full swing yet, but we have our own under 40 group that I'm not eligible for, but that we're putting together. In the CFA, we're going to put together a young professionals group here. We've started to develop the skeleton for that. We have a few folks from our member organizations who are out there working hard to put that together. I would say that that's probably one of our biggest initiatives for the rest of this year. Also, there's been a lot of new legislation that's come out. We were speaking earlier before the show about it, and there's going to be a lot to learn, a lot to educate our folks on. So as that begins to develop and become more prominent, we're going to put together or we're going to start to structure our educational programs around those topics. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us for the rest of this year.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Amir, how about you?
On results that matter?
Yeah.
Well, I would just encourage listeners, particularly I know we're in Atlanta, to sometimes take an extra moment or two to think about where we fit in the state and how the rest of the state fits with us. I mean, I think one of the challenges that our state has that a lot of other states have managed to handle a lot better is that they kind of view themselves in a statewide context and not in a local and regional context, and that a lot of challenges and problems need to be solved collaboratively around the state, and that requires putting your regional biases aside and thinking about the bigger picture. Because I'll tell you, our competitor states, whether it's North Carolina or Texas or Arizona or Florida, oftentimes do a much better job tackling some of these big challenges, whether it's economic development or education or public health, than we do. And part of that's because we're such a divided state in how we view things. So take the time to think about where our region fits with the rest of the state and how we can work together to tackle some of these big problems.
Absolutely. The larger Georgia. Very good point. Ashley, how about you?
I would have to play off of what Amir has said and just remind folks that it is important for all of Georgia cities, rural cities as well, to thrive. We are one Georgia, and the cities are our economic engine. If the cities are healthy, then Georgia's healthy. So I think it's important that we do stay in tune with what's going on with the cities around us in the region.
Terrific. Thanks so much, guys. Great show today. Special thanks to my guests. Once again, Joe Mazzaroni with the Commercial Finance Association, the Atlanta Chapter President, and SunTrust Robinson Humphreys Asset-Based Lending Group, Amir Faroki, Executive Director of Georgia Forward, and Ashley Meggett, 2013 Young Game Changers Georgia Forward, and a Governmental Relations Associate for Georgia Municipal Association.
It's a mouthful.
Great show, guys. Thanks so much. I learned a lot. This is Elizabeth Gordon. You've been listening to Burr and Foreman's Results Matter Radio, and we will talk to you next time.
This has been a joint production of Burr and Foreman and Business Radio X. Burr & Foreman is a full-service law firm with offices across the Southeast. If results matter to you and you want them to matter to your law firm, please give Burr & Foreman a call at 404-685-4337. For more information and to find the right attorney for you, visit burr.com. That's B-U-R-R.com.